When many of us hit a milestone birthday, our celebrations might include cake and ice cream and maybe even a little champagne. Well, Lake Effect essayist Carrie Carlson laces up her hiking boots.
I'm sweaty, sprawled on a rock at the bottom of Elephant Canyon. A man about my age hogs the only shade. I throw him a fake smile and hope he's enjoying his apple on his cool rocky perch. I stand up, swing my backpack onto my shoulders, and he says, "Hello there. Where's the spring in your legs?" At this moment, I'm 55 miles into a 100-mile trek into Utah's canyon country, panting like an out-of-shape septuagenarian as I hike to celebrate a significant birthday. Am I up to the challenge? Not so sure about that as I was when I was 50, when I hiked 100 miles in Door County to celebrate a half-century birthday. Now I'm in Utah, a place I love, surrounded by multicolored cliffs, rocky domes, and twisting narrow canyons. I do this for myself. Dive into denial of aging and attempt to prove that at 75, I'm still off the couch and on the trail. On the first day, I encounter two attractive young men. I smile and flirt, enjoy their tight bodies. Do I remind them of their grandmothers? The next day, I follow a flat trail that promises to end at a waterfall until I spot a series of steep steps too many to count. How badly do I want to see that waterfall? I turn around. This is where I realize this journey will not be easy. At 50, I would have skipped up those steps. No problem, no challenge. At my age, no thanks. In Arches National Park, I head for Delicate Arch, a blip of a hike I'd done many times. Is it the heat, the sun, or too many consecutive days of hiking that leave me exhausted? This is no blip, it's a slog. But I never tire of the moment when I round the final corner to view that giant red arch hanging on the edge of a rocky terrace. In Canyonlands, my ego takes a hit when a hiker says, "You went all the way to the end? I didn't think you'd make it." Could he have noticed how I used my walking stick to haul my body over large rocks? At Corona Arch, where I need to climb a metal ladder up a steep incline, a 20-something guy comes up behind me and says, "Are you going to do that?" I see him on the trail on the way down, and he says, "You are such an inspiration." I'm not sure about that. People have told me I'm a role model, but inspiration? That sounds like I have one foot in the grave. I've hiked in Utah for 30 years. Arches, Corona Arch, Canyonlands, they used to be effortless. Now legs throb, heart pounds, lungs burst, but my joy and enthusiasm remains undiminished. I will never tire of this land. I walk slowly and need to rest often, but no matter how I struggle, I love this journey in slow motion. There's time to admire the gnarly shapes of juniper and pinyon pine that lay bleached on the rocks. There's time to ponder the complex geology and the stories told in the multiple sedimentary layers. There's time to inhale the smell of sagebrush and to sit and listen to the canyon wren. There's time to observe a skittish lizard sunning on the trail. And time to photograph arches and mesas and canyons and Indian paintbrush, vivid red against the gray rock. On one of the last hikes up to Hidden Valley in the Moab area, I break out some unladylike language. It's not a trail. It's an endless pile of giant boulders leading to a valley. I scramble over them on hands and knees and wonder how the hell I'll get down. At the top, I meet two men about to start their descent. The older one says, "I'm 66, and I may be too old for this hike." I nod and trudge on.
Lake Effect essayist Carrie Carlson is a freelance writer, outdoor guide in the West and overseas, and a former environmental educator. She lives in Milwaukee. And that wraps up our show. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Hope you'll be with us again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for Lake Effect. It's all on listener-supported 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, your NPR station in Milwaukee.
It's 11 o'clock. Keep listening. Coming up just an hour from now, it's Here and Now from WBUR in Boston and NPR. But right now, Fresh Air is next.